This is the Seven Figure Agency Podcast. Discover the strategies and techniques to grow a highly successful and profitable digital marketing agency with your host, Josh Nelson.
For many people, when they start their agency, their first goal is to scale to $10,000 a month. And honestly, if you put in the work and have the right mindset, you can reach that level fairly quickly. After that, many agencies can quickly scale to $15,000 or even $20,000 per month. But most agency owners, when they get to that level, they have a really hard time scaling further. They feel like they have to work all day just to keep up with operations. They don't have a reliable way to sign new clients consistently, and they also struggle keeping clients, leading to higher levels of churn. This keeps them in this vicious cycle, hovering around $20,000 per month without being able to scale beyond. Now, if that's you, then you definitely want to stick around until the end of this video. I've helped hundreds of agencies go from that $10,000 to $20,000 range to over $100,000 and beyond in their agencies. And what I found is there's five key things that keep most agencies stuck at this stage. And if you're able to fix these five things, you'll have a really easy time scaling to the next level. In this video, I'm going to break down these five things and how you can fix them so you can finally unlock growth and scale your agency past the $20,000 mark with ease. All right, let's get into the five mistakes. Mistake number one is having the wrong model. Here's the deal. If you're operating from the wrong model, selling the wrong thing in the wrong way with the wrong pricing, you could be doing all the right activities, right? You could be just selling correctly. You could be positioning correctly. You could have it all going on and still not get the outcomes that you're after. This was my experience in my first agency, Develicom. I was a web design and hosting company selling websites for a one-time fee between $1,000 and $2,000, and then a small hosting fee. Just no matter how hard I worked, no matter how efficient I thought I was, I couldn't get past that $20,000 mark. When I shifted the model, it changed everything. And so what that model is causing you to do, first of all, is sell people the wrong thing at the wrong price. It also is causing you to have to reinvent the wheel from one client to the next, so there's no way you could possibly scale. I'm gonna suggest the model that has worked best for me and a lot of the other agencies we work with in the most simple of fashion would be choose a very specific vertical that you want to focus on, develop a pre-positioned, preset package that's built to generate results for that particular industry. Number three, charge a monthly recurring fee, no one-off projects, no partial deposits, just a monthly recurring fee greater than $1,000 per month. If you can get the model right, then everything you do becomes so much more efficient. Mistake number one is operating from the wrong model. Mistake number two is having no proactive client acquisition system. Just relying on referrals or relying on word of mouth. I know a lot of agencies that's how they grew. It's nice when you get referrals because the people come in and they're just like, yeah, whatever you say, let's give it a shot. But you can't control when that next referral is gonna come in. You need to have a proactive strategy where you're positioning yourself, where you're reaching out to people, and you've got consistent deal flow coming in so that you can land 3, 5, 7 clients every single month. If you don't have a proactive client acquisition system, there's no way to scale past that $20,000 a month level. And I find a lot of agencies, what they'll do is they'll do some prospecting, they'll get some clients, they'll get, you know, some revenue going, and then they'll shift gears to delivery mode, and now they're in delivery mode. They don't have that proactive client system coming in, no deals come in, and that's why they're continuing to stagnate. So big mistake number two is having no proactive client acquisition system. Mistake number three is trying to do it all yourself. As you grow the agency, you get to $10,000, $20,000 a month of recurring revenue. Ideally, you've got some skills in digital marketing, whether it's building the websites or running the funnels or running the Google ads or the Facebook ads, you know how to do it. And so you sell the client and then you're like, let's get to work. You roll up your sleeves and you set up those campaigns or you do that work. And the reality is, if you're going to run an agency that can grow past $20,000 per month, you can't just do the work yourself. You're acting like a technician. If you read the book, The E-Myth Revisited, Michael E. Gerber, one of the classic books in just business, talks about the technician versus the entrepreneur, this versus the owner. And a lot of agencies are good at doing the work and they never let go. They never build a team. They never remove themselves from the process. And what I'm gonna encourage you is if you wanna break past that $20,000 mark, and you want to have a scalable business that can provide some freedom for you, you need to get good at being the CEO of your business and hiring a team, hiring delivery and removing yourself from that part of the equation so that you can continue to focus on growing the business and landing clients, which will scale you past that $20,000 mark. Mistake number four is poor onboarding. We get the client and we were like, okay, let's get the usernames and passwords. And we get to work and it's like, okay, let's build the website. Let's do the SEO. Let's claim the directories. Let's set up the Facebook ads. Let's go, 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 go. But we fail to understand that we have to communicate with the client. We have to set proper expectations with the client. We need to keep the client abreast of what's going on, especially during the on-ramp period where we're starting to put the things in place that are going to get the results that we promised. And too many agencies are just landing the client and running off and trying to do the work, and they wind up with a big churn situation somewhere in the middle. And that's where you get this one step forward, one step back. Oh, we finally had 20K and then two clients cancel, and we're just trying to keep ourselves at that same level. So it's really important that we dial in the onboarding process so that we can retain a higher percentage of those clients. Mistake number five is having a reactive account management process. All too often, agencies that get to that $15,000 or $20,000 mark in the business that haven't removed themselves from the process are too busy to proactively check in with the client, too busy to proactively show the client the value and see the vision for where things are coming and where things are going next. And that leads to a high churn, and that high churn leads to even more of this sense that, man, I'm getting clients, I'm hustling just to try and get the work done, and as soon as I feel like I'm breaking the $20,000 mark, these clients start to cancel, and I'm just trying to replace the revenue that I just lost. You have to shift from a reactive account management process to a proactive account management process where you're meeting with the client monthly, or you've got a team member that's meeting with the client monthly, showing what you did, showing the return on investment, and seeing the vision for what's next. The number one reason clients leave is perceived indifference. And so if you can solve for the way that you engage with the client, your retention's gonna be higher, you'll have a better stick rate, and you'll be able to finally get that momentum that you need to break through that $20,000 ceiling. So those are the five key mistakes: operating from the wrong model, no proactive client acquisition system, doing it all yourself, poor onboarding, and reactive account management. It's all for these five, and you'll be off to the races. These are the most common mistakes that stop agencies from scaling beyond $20,000 a month. And by fixing these, you'll be 80% of the way there. However, that last 20% will come down to some specific strategies that I couldn't cover on this video. You see, while helping over 100 agencies scale past seven figures, we've created a roadmap that any agency can follow to do the same. And I'm giving it all away for free. All you have to do is click the first link in the description, put in your contact information, and you'll get instant access to it. It's a full course with over 8 hours of video content on how to scale your agency to over $1 million per year. So if you're looking for a proven roadmap that hundreds of agency owners have used to achieve massive growth, then just click the first link below and get access to it. I hope this video was valuable to you and look forward to seeing you on the next one.